UND, NDSU, the University of South Dakota, and a consortium of hospitals in the Dakotas have received a grant from the National Institutes for Health. The $20.3 million grant is to help counter high rates of certain cancers. It is a five-year grant. UND Medical School Associate Dean Mark Basson is the principal investigator. He said it was important to have the hospitals be a part of this, because there's often a gap between research and how that translates to patient care.
The second phase is what we call implementation research. We know what we need to do. How do we implement it? How do we make it happen? And again, many of the people who should be experts in that area may live in the universities, but the people who are dealing with the problem on the front line are in the hospitals.
Basson says he sees this as a culture change.
Similar projects that NIH funded are more of a hub and spoke model. The university up on the hill, and then a number of other folks out there in the outfield who can collaborate with the big university. Because I think we were talking about team science from the very beginning, we were inspired to reject that model and to build not a hub and spoke, but a network. And that's what we really have here. So our cores are not all at UND. Our resources are not all at UND. Our teams will not be all at UND. They're going to be across the region, because that's the way we will best deal with the region.
Basson says he's hoping the partnerships and collaborations will continue after the five-year grant is up. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.